A ban on all semi-automatic firearms. Yeah, all of them. Well, except for, like, that many. Or, as the author would put it, the bill would prohibit a person from knowingly acquiring, having, carrying, or using any, quote, mass casualty weapon, end quote. That's anything. Who's behind this? Well, Moms Demand Action, that's who. Ohio Bill HB 433 was submitted by State Representative Willis Blackshear, a communist Democrat. In the bill, a mass casualty weapon is defined as, quote, any semi-automatic firearm designed or specially adapted to fire more than 31 cartridges without reloading, other than a firearm chambering only 22 caliber short, long, or long rifle cartridges. That's anything that takes a magazine. Every single firearm, other than 22 short, long, or long rifle, that's everything. Now wait till you hear what this clown said. And first, you've heard me talk about precious metals and telling you that the experts were calling for record high gold. That time is upon us. Gold has broken through the $2,300 an ounce level. Will it stop there? Nobody knows, but those same experts are calling for gold to reach $3,200 an ounce or higher. And silver is rising as well. I bought my gold and silver from Lear Capital last year, and I'm up over 21% on that purchase. And it's pretty clear that as long as the government keeps printing money like it's going out of style, the dollar bills are going to keep losing their value. And since 2020, they've lost over 24% of their purchasing power. That's why I buy gold and silver, because it holds value and can actually increase in value. Buy some gold and silver and store it in your safe. It is not too late. Call 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGG.com. Get their free information and ask if they still have that $3,200 an ounce gold report that I've been telling you about. Give them a call today. 1-800-260-5075. That's 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. Thanks to Lear Capital for supporting this channel. All right, guys. Rep. Blackshear, that clown said this, quote, we simply want to go back to the common sense regulation Ohio had in place before 2015. And for those who don't know, he's referring to Ohio's law that used to ban guns with magazines of more than 30 rounds. That ban was reversed in 2015. Now, Blackshear argued that guns with large magazines make it easier for mass casualty events. He said the intent of the bill is to prevent large custom magazines being added to guns to increase the killing capacity of those weapons. The bill has exceptions, though, but just not for peons like you and me. It would apply to police, feds, state employees of Ohio or other states, and members of the armed forces if they're all acting within the scope of their duty. It's absolutely ridiculous, it's totally unconstitutional, and completely tyrannical. Moms Demand Action advocate Michelle Lee Heim said, they're going to fight it tooth and nail, but we still want to advocate our support for gun safety measures. Get those mass casualty weapons off the street. It not only incites fear, but it's not necessary. They're weapons for the battlefield. Well, chicken shit, no military in the world takes an AR-15 to the battlefield. Dumbass. She also said, you can own a weapon with no background check and no training, and to use one of those, you need training on that type of weapon. On any weapon, you need training. Oh, liberals. They are special. I get, like, fed up doing some of these things, but I want to bring the information forward because the asinine clowns that are in the powers that be want nothing less than to disarm you so that they can have complete, utter control. That is why I say, be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun, because you are your own first responder. You are that sentinel, or should be, for your community to stand up. We are the ones who will save this country. So if you agree with these blue hairs, let me know down below. And of course, she was referring to constitutional carry with the no background checks and own any weapon you want. I reread the Constitution again 2 nights ago. I do it often. And I still can't find anything in there that says they can just ban a gun. In fact, it says shall not be infringed at the very end of the Second Amendment. I don't know. Maybe I'm losing my stuff, guys and gals. You let me know down below. And please like the video and share it so other people will see it. And subscribe to the channel if you want to stay in the know. See you on the next one. Take care.